Well, here we are. If you were at Father Nathan Hansen's ordination, you remember he was here as a deacon, or some of you came to his ordination. I remember Bishop Lavore started his homily, and he just looked at Deacon Nathan and his two classmates, and he just, in his very simple way, he said, "Well, men, here we are." And it was actually just really, you know, humorous, because it was so simple of a way of acknowledging, like, all of the years of preparation that you've put in to preparing for this day, and now we're here. And so here we are. I just want you to begin by imagining what this week meant to Jesus. What it must have felt like, what he must have been thinking as Jesus went into Jerusalem on the donkey and knew that 5 days later he was going to be crucified and killed. And then 1 week later he'd raise from the dead. This is the most important week of Jesus' life. Everything was about this week. This was the whole purpose Jesus came at all, was for this week. He'd been preparing for years for this week, from the time he was 12 in the temple and he realized what was going on. The last whole 3 years was all about this. From the baptism, when he gave himself for our sins in the water, the 40 days in the desert, as he came out and started calling disciples to follow him and named 12 of them as his apostles of a new covenant, a new church. As he taught them all the miracles that he did, everything, it was all about this week. Just how important Holy Week was to our Lord. That very first Holy Week that he lived. And we get to be his disciples. Those who follow our Lord. Those who love him so much that, like we've been saying all of Lent, that we want to stay with him in the most important days of his life. That's what we're doing. That's what Holy Week is. So I want to begin actually first by really thanking you, by encouraging and affirming you. It's been a good Lent, okay? I've seen a lot of good happening this Lent. Just so many people making so many efforts to really make this a good Lent in their lives. And just thanking you, affirming you for all that you have done into that. I've seen people striving more to come to daily Mass. Thank you. People trying more to just take time to pray every day, to stopping into the chapel even. Sometimes just in the middle of the day to come pray the Stations of the Cross. I know some of you have been making daily holy hours, either here or at home. Thank you for giving that to the Lord. I've seen people who have been doing many Lenten book studies. All of our books were gone that first week. It was awesome. I've also heard of different retreats and studies that other has been doing. You haven't been afraid to offer sacrifice because you love the Lord. Thank you. I've seen people working on their marriages, people working on purity in their life to try to get that in shape, people giving charity in the midst of tragedies, and then a bunch of them through this Lent, actually, but especially just this week. I know that Colin was so just overwhelmed at the generosity given him when their house burned down this week. Thank you for that. It's been a good Lent. I feel like our attendance here on Sundays has been good. And that the Lord has actually been really given a grace of powerful words to preach with the readings that we've had. All the big, the little things that only you and the Lord even know about. There have been very powerful confessions this week. Thank you for going to confession. Maybe you've come back after years. I've been very honored by that. It's a beautiful sacrament. Thank you for doing that, especially in Lent. I felt like it kind of all came together Tuesday night at the Night of Mercy and Restoration. We had five priests here, hearing confessions for well over an hour. We had the prayer teams, people going to be prayed with, all five prayer teams for that time. the talk, the music. It was just a very beautiful and prayerful night. The Lord felt very close. It felt like everything kind of came together. And that just has really led me into the Holy Week this week here. Just the Lord drawing close to us. And so I want you to know what all of these things mean to the Lord. You know when someone does something for you, what it means to you. And so just think of the Lord. How much his heart is grateful for every little and every big thing that you've done for him. He's moved by that. It doesn't not touch him. It moves his heart. Okay? So much good. If you're, in fact, feeling like maybe you're sitting here and you're like, okay, Father, that's nice, but that wasn't me. My Lent wasn't quite that good. I didn't quite live up to the things I wanted to do. That's okay. It's Holy Week. The whole reason Jesus came was to redeem us, all right? So just surrender that to the Lord and let this be the week, okay? Nothing is lost. Jesus is Lord. It's about more about what he's doing than what we're doing anyway. So give that to him and just make this a good week. Because this is what the whole of our Lent has been about, is this week. That's my point. Remember, our theme, stay with Jesus. And in fact, this week, it's Jesus who comes to stay with us. In Holy Week, Jesus draws close to us. He draws close to you. Whatever you're going through in your life right now, this week, he draws close to you in that. Maybe for you it's the anxiety and just an agony in your life over something really difficult. Just like Jesus in the garden. He drew close to you there. That's why he went through the garden. So he could be with you in what you're going through right now. You're not alone in that. Bring that to him. He says, let's trust the Father even here. Maybe for you, it's carrying your cross right now. Maybe life's actually really hard. And maybe you've been carrying that cross for a long time recently. Jesus draws close to you there. He says, yeah, I'm carrying it with you. Let me help you carry that cross. You're sharing the cross of Jesus right now. That's a holy place. It's an important place for disciples to be. Maybe for you it's washing feet. You need that cleansing touch of Jesus on you to wash away your sins or just some burden right now. Maybe some past hurts, things that were said to you or things you believe about yourself, those lies we talked about a while back, right? Or just being able to forgive and to let go of things. Jesus draws close to you. Let him wash your feet. Let him do that. He wants to. He is with you there. He doesn't pull away from you in those places in you where you feel shame or ugly. No, he draws close. Maybe this Lent, you've actually been moved to a deep desire to be close to the Lord. You're like, I just want intimacy with you, Lord, in a way that deeper than normal. At the Last Supper, Jesus draws close to you there. John, who rests his head against the chest of Jesus and listens to the heart of our Lord beat. Maybe that's your place this Lent, this Holy Week. And just really let that love of Jesus become real for you this week. He's with you there. And maybe you've experienced death this year or even a while ago, but it's just there. A real death. Or maybe it's been a spiritual dying that you've had in your life. It's been really hard just to let go. And you're basically like saying, like Jesus, I have to surrender my life to the Father and whatever is going on in this. And you're dying there. That's why Jesus went all the way to the end in love. So he could be close to you in this. In the dying. It's a holy place. It's not outside the plan of God. It's necessary. And maybe you're waiting. Like there at the tomb, as Mary waited all day Holy Saturday for Jesus. And it's really difficult maybe right now to wait. You don't know what's coming. And it's just hard. Mary draws so close to you there. And she sits with you and she says, let's trust the Lord here. Remember, let it be done. Keep your faith. Be strong. Wait on the Lord. He will return. Or maybe in your life this year, there's actually been new life. Maybe you've actually had a birth. There's been a new life in your family. Or maybe there's just been a new start, something new that's come up in your life. And that's actually where you're at. You are just so aware of the Lord's blessings this year. The Lord has been so good, and you're honored, and you know that he's taking care of you. You are with Jesus, almost like those rays coming out of the divine mercy image, right? From his heart, you know that love, that mercy, that closeness of Jesus there. That's the resurrection, and Jesus draws close to you there. And you can go through this whole week in that place. And you almost are like, I don't even see the cross, Father. I see how it's all been worth it. Wherever you are, Jesus is drawing close to you there. St. Paul says, if we suffer and die with Christ, then we will rise with him to a new life. That's what Holy Week is all about. So stay with Jesus. Stay with him wherever you're at in your life right now. Practically, what does that look like? Number one, it looks like you coming here for the services. That's the first way you stay with Jesus. That you make that the most important thing as a disciple of Jesus, that you will stay with him, that you will be here on Holy Thursday with him at the Last Supper so that you can receive the Last Supper from him. You can be with him as he goes to the agony in the garden. On Good Friday, you'll be with him as he suffers and he's died and is buried. And you wait on Holy Saturday and you come on Easter and you're with Jesus and all those things that happened in that day of the resurrection and the empty tomb. Stay with him. Be here with him. Take some special moments of prayer this week. We're actually going to have a few special times. This year on Holy Thursday, after the Mass, we usually have adoration for a little while, but we're going to extend that all the way to midnight. And we actually have a sign up in the narthex. If you'd be willing to sign up for a half hour, an hour of that time, please do that so that we know it's covered. Or you can just come. You don't have to sign up. You can just come all the way until midnight. Maybe you can't make that service that night because something's going on. Then come after and sit with Jesus. Peter and I started Lent by saying Jesus' words to Peter. Could you not wait with me for an hour and be with me here? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak on that snowy Ash Wednesday. Well, here we are. We get those words of Jesus. Stay with him. On Good Friday, the cross will stay here and we'll have the candles remain lit as we exit and end in silence. Maybe he's inviting you just to linger for a while there. Like Mary, holding the body of her dead son beneath the cross. To really let it sink in. That takes time. Maybe that's when we start the Novena to Divine Mercy. Maybe you can do that at that moment. In your own lives, even come to daily Mass Tuesday and Wednesday here in Nicollet. I don't care if it's 11 miles away. Just come and see what else happened Holy Week. In fact, in the bulletin, I'm not going to read it to you, but read the bulletin. I put in there like how you can make your houses a place of Holy Week. A place where you really make it real, not just at church, but in your own life daily. To take your house and like actually strip it, to wait until Easter to decorate it, to really have those focus there. Like I do that in my house and I tell you, it matters, it helps. It makes it really real. Even in my own life, that Jesus has died and he rose. And then come on Easter Vigil. It's the most highest holy special liturgy of the whole year. Come and be here. Let the light of Christ shine into whatever the darkness is. And let the joy of Christ enter into your life again. That's what it's about. So here we are. Here we are. It's what it's all about. Jesus draws close. Let's stay with him.